Second date update.
All right, if you're new to the show, every morning at this time, we help out somebody who had a great first date, but for some reason, they never heard back after date number one. We got Ricky on the line. Ricky went out with Danielle. First of all, Ricky, tell everybody how you met Danielle.
We actually work at the same company. We're in different divisions, but we work at the same company, so I just saw her at a conference, and we got to know each other a little bit. And I asked her for her phone number.
It's okay that you date someone that you work with? I guess you're like, you don't work together directly, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's under the same company, but we don't work together, you know?
Okay, yeah. All right, so you got her number, and I assume you asked her out?
What'd y'all do?
I asked her to a concert, and went to the concert, had a great time, and then I just never heard from her again.
Oh, well, like, did you take her to, like, a rock concert? Y'all didn't go mosh pitting or something like that, did you?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Are we correct in assuming that your wherever you work is so big that you don't run into her, or do you run into her after the show?
At work, no, I don't really run into her at work. It's not like a day-to-day thing where I'm, dealing with her all the time.
All right. Well, let's have us give her a call, see if we can figure out what's going on, see if we can get you a second date, okay?
All right, great.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Ricky gave us a call this morning. He went out with Danielle. They went to a concert, had a great date, but he has not heard from her since.
But we've got a hold of Danielle, and she's agreed to come on the air with us. So, Danielle, do you remember going out with Ricky?
Yes, I do.
Well, he said you guys had a great date, went to a concert and everything, but he said he never heard from you after that.
No, well, the date was weird, you guys, because where he took me for dinner before the concert, okay? Because guess where that was? You never will. Chuck E. Cheese.
Wait, what?
He took me to Chuck E. Cheese before the show.
Where a kid can be a kid?
Yes, and an adult can go crazy.
Wait, you went to Chuck E. Cheese before the concert?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking.
They do have some great pizza and a great salad.
Coldest beer in town.
Oh, gosh, guys. I mean, it really, I wish I could make this up. It's 100% real.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Ricky's on the other line. He asked us to call you on his behalf. Can we bring him in on this conversation?
Sure. Here we go.
Ricky, are you there?
Yeah. I can't believe what I'm hearing. She's leaving out a bunch of details, okay?
Okay.
It was my nephew's birthday party. I didn't just take her on a date to Chuck E. Cheese. We just stopped by real quick to drop off a gift. It's not like I had dinner plans at Chuck E. Cheese, you know? And my sister said, hey, you guys should hang out for a minute and grab a slice of pizza. So we did. It's not like, I made reservations at Chuck E. Cheese for two.
It was all too much, you guys. I mean, the kids are filthy and gross there. I just didn't appreciate them, like, grabbing me and touching me. I was, like, all dressed up and ready to go to concert and on a date, an adult date.
They're five-year-olds. That's how they all are.
Yeah, but it was gross. Not something you want to do on a first date.
Yeah, and they were so excited that we stopped by. I mean, I didn't think it was that big a deal.
Fine, that's sweet. The whole date was telling me where this could lead in a relationship, and I'm definitely not into that. It was gross, so I'm not here for it.
Where it might lead, in what way? Like, getting together, one day having kids of our own? I mean, I don't understand.
First of all, like, slow down. Second of all, I don't even know if I want kids. And you wouldn't know that because we don't know each other. So it's a big thing to just bring me to, like, a bunch of gross kids.
Wow, gross
Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, my God.
It's gross.
You probably shouldn't have kids, actually.
Nasty. Oh, that's sweet.
You're calling them gross.
I'm not interested.
You're calling them gross. They're little kids.
Can I go now, guys?
Okay, you know what? We are going to jump in here. Danielle, usually we'd ask if you want a second date with Ricky, we'd pick up the tab, but it seems like you guys are on different tangents here. Are we correct in that?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, all right. Danielle, you're a good sport to come on the air with us. We really appreciate your time. Thanks for being part of our show today.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Big fans of you guys. Not of the date.
Okay. Ricky, obviously it didn't work out the way you were hoping, but at least you got a little closure when it comes to Danielle.
Yeah, I saw a totally different side of her than I saw the other night. And I'm glad I did, because I don't want a future with a girl like that.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the Road to a Podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.